Don't just leave your dial out the ears monitor. Lean back and stay a while out the ears monitor.
Hi everyone, this is Gene Rayburn, and this is Monitor, otherwise known as radio's answer to The Happening. And what's happening now is that DuPont has bought a whole weekend of Monitor, all 16 hours worth, and it seems only fitting that they've chosen June 10th and 11th, because that's Monitor's 12th birthday. What better time for the first time in Monitor's history that an advertiser has taken over a whole show? But firsts are nothing unusual in this program. As millions of habitual listeners have learned, the only thing to expect from Monitor is the unexpected. And it's liable to take any form, even some you never dreamed of.
We have with us Miss Maud Frickert, the oldest airline stewardess in the world. Is it true, Maud, that your background was surrounded by aviation or people that were interested in aviation? Isn't that true?
Yes, it is.
Well, how did you get your start?
Well, I tell you, my eldest brother, Roger Maynard, Gene, he was a little off, I think is the term. He never hurt nobody, but he used to wander a lot, you know, and he used to run up to a groundhog and say, in May, it's the 1st of February. He had a funny sense of humor. And one day he said to me, Marty, I'm gonna fly. Honest to Pete, I'm gonna fly. I said, I believe you can, Maynard. I've seen you do a lot of wild things. I think you can do this. We went up to Willard's Bluff. And there he stood, never forget him, fine-looking man. He was 41 at the time. A little bit of gray in his hair. He'd scotch-taped 146 pigeons to his arms. And he took a... get to believe in my own stuff. He said, I know I can do it, Marty. I know I can. I said, you don't repeat yourself, Maynard. Just do it. And he got a running jump. And he was airborne, I think is the expression, for about a good 20 seconds. And then some kid from out of nowhere throwed a bag of popcorn in a stone quarry and he bashed his brains out.
That, of course, was Monitor's version of Superman, Mr. Jonathan Winters, and maybe that gives you some inkling of what goes on here at NBC Radio each weekend. The way it works is that the weekend is divided into five segments, each with its own Monitor host. There's Henry Morgan, Ted Steele, Ed McMahon, Brad Crandall, and me. And what we do is introduce Monitor news, sports, and entertainment, and talk with well-known personalities, like this young lady, an unquestionable mathematical genius.
Kim, how much are 2 and 2?
The incredible thing is that on the very same weekend Kim was on, Monitor had Cesar Romero, Patricia Neal, James Coburn, Candace Bergen, Florence Henderson, and Alan and Rossi.
Hello there.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Henry Morgan.
Grazie, grazie, Gene. You know, as long as we're telling the people all about our show, I think it's only fair to mention we have some kooks in our troupe.
That's true, Henry. But we also have some very normal people on Monitor, like this sweet, loving couple.
Edith, We're coming into Puerto Rico.
Puerto Rico, dear.
Puerto Rico.
Darling, it's Puerto Rico.
It's Puerto Rico.
Darling, it's Puerto Rico. There's a lot of Puerto Ricans living in my building, and they all say Puerto Rico.
Edith, everyone on the boat has said Puerto Rico since we left New York.
Well, they're wrong.
What do you mean they're wrong? They're Puerto Rico. What do you mean they're wrong? They're Puerto Ricans themselves.
They're just wrong. They call Hawaii Hawaii.
Hawaii, that's how it's pronounced.
Harry,
Hawaii.
Are you going out of your mind, or are you just trying to make me nervous?
Edith, I'm telling you, you ask anyone, ask the purser. It's pronounced Puerto Rico and Hawaii.
Oh, Harry, you're just insane. Just crazy.
Well, find out before you call me names.
You
don't
always
just call me
do this. Edith, you always
I will not
do
discuss
this.
It. I will not discuss this. If you won't even inform yourself.
I don't have to
You
inform.
Wouldn't even take the word of a Puerto Rican.
Puerto Rican.
Puerto Rican. That's how it's spelled. P-U-E-R.
And it's
Puerto Rico.
But it's pronounced Puerto Rico. I mean, you can call it Puerto
Edith,
Rico.
Edith, I don't want to argue with you. We can continue this argument for days. We're getting off this boat and we're flying to Israel.
Israel.
That was Mike Nichols and Elaine May.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I thought it was John Gilbert and Maria Uspenskaya. Now I'd like to introduce the only other person who remembers those two, Ed McMahon.
Thank you, Henry, I think. You know, one of my favorite Monitor people is Joe Garagiola. I don't know how he does it, but he manages to make sport so interesting, even women love him.
Joe Garagiola. Oh, wasn't he with the Pirates during the ninth year of Branch Rickey's five-year improvement plan?
Well, he says he once threw his bat on the ground and missed. Anyway, here's Joe.
I came across a golf book the other day that I feel really added something to my game. The book is called Par for the Course, and it's an anthology by Robert Cromie of the Chicago Tribune. For example, there's this bit of advice for golfers. To break clubs over one's knees is a sign of weakness, declared a psychologist. The really strong-minded golfer breaks them over his caddy's back. Another contributor to the book is that well-known expert on golf, Harpo Marx. And he's quoted on the subject of playing at Hillcrest with George Burns. Twice Harpo and Burns got nasty letters from the Board of Governors because they had taken their shirts off on the course. And here's the way Harpo described what happened. We were calling a carpet and warned that if we did it again, we'd be suspended. We did it again, and we were suspended from the club for 2 weeks. The day the suspension was up, we gave our word we'd never break the rule about shirts again. And this time we kept our word and kept our shirts on. But on reaching the third tee, we took off our pants. We had checked and found there was no rule against this.
Good old Joe. They used to say if he ever tried to go from first to third on a damp day, he'd rust to death.
Now, Ed McMahon, was that nice?
You mean what I said about Joe?
Yeah.
Well, you know I'm only kidding.
Oh.
Actually, I love Joe. And I love golf.
Are you any good at it?
Well, if you turn the record over, we'll let a real pro answer that one.
The last time I was here for Cardinal Spellman for the CYO dinner. Big Catholic affair. Cardinal McIntyre in Los Angeles, just before the Desert Classic last year, blessed my golf clubs. And I put $20 in the poor box. And I showed him my swing. And he gave me the 20 back. Put my clubs in the poor box.
Hey, Gene, I just realized something. You've been very cagey.
What?
We've had some pretty wild things happening here on weekends. You haven't mentioned one of them.
Well, Henry, you know that basically Monitor is a very folksy show. Why, we've even had experts on child care and family life talking very calmly and rationally, like this one.
And my father, you'll enjoy this, had actually two methods for raising children. Backhand and forehand. He never looked and he never missed. You know, he never had to look. Always kids around, bloop, like that. I know what you're thinking. And I'll correct that in a minute. This is what's known as corporal punishment. If you do that to a child, they warn us today, he will most assuredly land on the psychiatrist's couch someday. Well, I've got news for you. My father, Mr. Vice President, spared us the trip to the psychiatrist. He asked us the same questions the psychiatrist asked you today for nothing. See? Questions like, who do you think you are anyhow? Or the psychoanalyst will analyze our dreams. So Papa, analyze our dreams. What are you dreaming about, idiot? Go to work. Or the great Freudian principle, do you love your mother? So take out the garbage. I knew such fancy psychiatric terms like sympathetic pain when I was 3 years old. You know what sympathetic pain is? If my mother hit my brother, I cried. Because I knew I was next. Now, there was a methodology to all this that I understood later, not at the time, see. The methodology was something Papa had inherited through folklore, through history, He wanted to discipline us so we'd be strong enough to scale those ghetto walls and get out. So we took Mama's advice and Papa's advice, which is very simple. My father, as he sent each son out into the world, he said, "My son, remember, if you ever need a helping hand, you'll find one at the end of your arm." Sure.
There's another element of Monitor you've neglected to mention, Gene.
What's that?
Sentimentality. The real epitome of sentiment here on Monitor was this extremely touching tribute to a man who was soon to be down and out.
Clay comes out to meet Liston, and Liston starts to retreat. If Liston goes back an inch farther, he'll end up in a ringside seat. Clay swings with the left, Clay swings with the right. Look at young Cassius carry the fight. Liston keeps backing, but there's not enough room. It's a matter of time, and Clay lowers the boom. Now Clay lands with a right. What a beautiful swing, and the punch raises the bear clear out of the ring. Liston is still rising, and the ref wears a frown, for he can't start counting till Sonny comes down. Now Liston disappears from view. The crowd is getting frantic, but our radar stations have picked him up. He's somewheres over the Atlantic. Who would have thought when they came to the fight that they witnessed the launching of a human satellite? Yes, the crowd did not dream when they laid down their money that they would see a total eclipse of the sunny.
Oh, that was a real tearjerker all night.
Yeah, it sort of gets you right here.
Well, listen, what about the serious side of Monitor? Nobody said anything about Monitor News on the Hour, prepared and presented by the world's largest broadcast news organization.
And how about Ring Around the World, comprehensive coverage of major news events direct from where they happen?
What about economics?
Economics?
Certainly. We have some of the world's foremost financial experts on Monitor.
If you think I'm not cheap, I'll tell you something. If you think I'm not stingy, I was here during the transit strike, and I didn't even know there was one. I walk, and I never buy a newspaper, which shows you. Some time ago, I was speaking at a dinner, and Georgie Jessel was the toastmaster. And they were giving a testimonial dinner to a gentleman there whose name I do not recall at this moment, but he was not a comedian. He was a businessman who was very charitable. And when he was introduced by Jessel with such adjectives that you've never heard in your... Jessel didn't even know the man. Finally, this fella got up after this beautiful introduction, and he said, "Ladies and gentlemen, I really don't deserve those kind words. But I have arthritis, and I don't deserve that either." Oh, I've stolen that a million times, you know, where I credit myself to it. But Jessel always introduces people like that, you know, wherever he goes. He makes it really like, because you know why, don't you? Because he loves to speak at funerals. Nobody in the world likes to talk at funerals like Jessel. That's his business, you see. He can't wait till a friend of his dies. He's got everybody's ready, mine, Abe Lassvogel's, everybody's all prepared for these things. And you know in Hollywood how they do things so big, everything is so important. Well, anyway, once one of James Mason's cats died. Anyway, I went to the funeral. There were quite a few professional people there, a few furriers, and and Georgie Jessel delivered a eulogy at that funeral. You wouldn't believe what that cat did for Israel.
Well, there you have it, folks, a sampling of the good weekend listening that's available wherever you travel in the USA. Monitor is laughter, it's personalities, it's sports, it's news, it's music. Monitor is what's happening in the weekend world. And on June 10th and 11th, our birthday weekend, we're going to call it DuPont's Weekend World of Monitor. Until then, remember...
Everyone.
Thank you.